Peace to everyone. In today's passage, we will see the hardening of the Jews. And Jesus appealed to them for the last time. This is a very sad thing. The Word who became flesh, the Lord who is Word became flesh when He revealed Himself and He performed all the miracles and also gave a last appeal. But God's people, Israel, the Jewish people, but they hardened to the way and then opposed Him to the end. When we talk about this, why is it some people, they've seen, they have heard, but they're still very hardened? Or in some cases, they're even more hardened. So this passage today will tell you the spiritual reasons. Before I talk further, I just want to set two premises before I start the sermon. First thing is, when we obey God and spread the gospel that saves to others, we realize that people will not listen. Do not be discouraged. Continue to spread, because when people are hardened, because the gospel will become their judgment, number one. When some people reject the gospel, and this gospel, it will go to the new group of people. What we spread is not futile. Gospel will surely find those people who believe. Good news will find the good people. We have to think and explain this. First thing, why did I say the gospel will bring about judgment? Gospel is the good news. What's the good news? God has become man and to save mankind. There's nothing, there's no better news. No matter how good your life is, that no good things in your life can replace this good news. No matter how bad your life is, so no matter how bad your situation is, there's nothing that the good news cannot overcome. You have terminal illness, you are bankrupt. But if God is with you and give you eternal life, no matter what you're suffering, you will enter into an eternal blessing. So when God saves sinners and calls out to these people to believe in Him, this is the best news. But very few people go and think about this. This best news, this good news, why does it bring about the biggest judgment? If you receive the news today, you have a terminal illness. At the same time, you receive another news. There's a medicine, there's a drug that can go through certain treatment. When you heard this best news, there's a way to save. But you rejected, I don't want to take medicine. So what's the outcome? You know, when you're driving, you are traveling with your family. You're driving towards the cliff. What's the most important news? The most important thing is the stop sign in front of you. You don't listen to this. Your ending is a tragedy. When a person who is ill dies of the disease, it's not because of the illness. He died because of the illness, but because he refused the treatment. There's a news. You just refuse to believe the news. You must believe the best news for all mankind. For all mankind, everyone should hear and believe. Because we are rejecting this news, the hardening, the outcome is death. This is the biggest judgment. What we need to understand, the problem is that it's not that man, God has not given us salvation. There are people who are speaking God's words. There are some people, their children, I've been sharing the gospel with them all the time. Every day they're sharing the gospel. Because actually, people are just telling them about God. But they still reject. When God opened up the internet, and so just through the mobile phone, just a click, all this gospel, and you can be heard a few lines. Immediately, things can be heard. But when people hear, not only do they not believe, they become more and more hardened. Because the more they hear, the more they get sick of it. And then when this grace will stop, and then the light will start shining. And then you will face the biggest judgment. So how this good news can bring about the worst news? So that you can be children of light, since when they are light, you should continue to obey God. So that you can be children of the light. So when, let me think about it. If a gospel comes to a group of people, then this group of people reject it. There's a deadline of gospel grace.